Beginning at noon on Saturday, October 1st, DeVu Park's iconic band shell becomes the location of DeVu Grass Festival. DeVu Grass is a free, family-friendly event that features great homegrown music, local artisans and craftspeople, as well as lots of great food and fun activities for kids and families. The festival benefits the Youth Addiction Treatment Programs at Children's Home of Northern Kentucky. Here to tell me more about the event and its mission are Rebecca Gensler from DeVu Grass and Ann Sturgis, Development Director of the Children's Home for Northern Kentucky. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
And let's start by having you tell me a little bit more about Children's Home and its youth addiction treatment programs.
Absolutely. So Children's Home of Northern Kentucky has been around for quite some time. We were founded in 1882, so we're just over 134 years old. We started out as an orphanage in the most typical sense of the word. But around 1980, we switched our focus to kids who weren't necessarily orphans, but were in state custody due to abuse and neglect. From that stemmed our community-based and school-based programs as well. And while we were offering those services in the community, I describe it as our roadshow. We took our therapist on the road. So the kids weren't necessarily in state custody, but they were exhibiting some type of behavioral health issue that required some support. During that time, we started realizing that substance use was a common denominator in a lot of their cases, whether it was the kid themselves who were using or a parent or other close relative. So in 2012, we launched our substance use treatment program, and that's where Rebecca and DeVu Grass came into the picture as a support program for us. And it's really taken off. Last year in 2015, we became the first Northern Kentucky nonprofit to offer residential treatment beds for adolescents. We can take up to 14 kids at any given time. And these are kids who are, again, not necessarily in state custody. They're not bad kids. They haven't necessarily gotten into trouble with the court system. They just have some type of addiction issue, whether it's alcohol, heavier drugs such as heroin. Everyone's heard about the heroin epidemic right now in the tri-state. And we offer treatment programs for them.
And then how did you two get together and say, hey, we should do a bluegrass festival? How did that idea generate?
Yeah, interesting story. A couple years ago, I'm just sitting around on our deck with my friends, and we listened to a lot of bluegrass, and I'm a musician. I pick a banjo, and we were just like, you know what would be really cool? If we had a bluegrass festival with the band show. I live by DeVu Park, and we said, we can call it DeVu Grass because it worked well, and it's simple, and I like simple. So we just started talking about it. And at the same time, I was talking to Ann and Rick Worth and getting involved in the Children's Home, and looking at their programs and thinking, you know, what they really need and ways they could really use some help is actually getting out into the community and getting their message and spreading their message. And it seemed like a perfect collaboration to be able to do that by having a community festival. So it's a free event, but we use it as a platform to get word of their programs out into the broader community. And then we, while it is a free event, our proceeds from our concessions and from our merchandise 100% go to the Children's Home.
And how long have you been doing this festival together?
This will be our third year.
And have you seen a direct connection between the festival and how it influences your work at the Children's Home?
Absolutely. So, you know, Rebecca indicated that revenue does come to us from concessions, but more importantly is the awareness aspect. We are tucked away on private property within DeVu Park. We've been there since 1925. We are not easy to stumble upon. You don't pass us on your way to church or to school or to work. You have to be making an effort to come find us. And being able to get in front of hundreds of people at this event is like gold to us because we are able to connect with not just new friends in the community, but the last 3 years or the last 2 years, and I'm sure it'll happen this year as well, we've run into former residents of the home who have come to the event and stopped by and they're like, you know what? I have stories to tell you about when I was there in the 1950s. So it's very cool for us to reconnect with former residents, former donors, former volunteers who, you know, we just kind of fell off their radar when you're around for 130 plus years. That can sometimes happen. And it's been really exciting for us to reach new people as well as former supporters and explain to them what we're doing now, because we really have such a wide range of services compared to what people are probably most familiar with us as the boys' home that served as an orphanage.
And Rebecca, tell me about some of the bands that will be playing at DeVu Grass.
Sure. We have three bands from Cincinnati and one coming up from around the Louisville area. Mockrow and the Lady Slippers, Hickory Robot, and Vernon McIntyre's Appalachian Grass are all local institutions. And the Misty Mountain String Band, who came to DeVue Grass last year and we just love, so we brought them back again this year.
Well, and that whole band show area is just a fun place, and it's conducive to all kinds of different events and festivals. Tell me about some of the non-music events and activities that are going on that day.
Sure. We are all about collaborations, and our collaborations keep growing. DeVue Park is well known for its growing mountain bike trails, and part of what we are doing is we work with the DeVue Park Trail Collective to bring awareness about the mountain bike trails and the projects that they're doing, too. So the morning before DeVue Grass at 11 a.m. starts registration for a kids' run and ride, which we set up next door to the band shell in the park, which is a free event and free goodies for kids to just come run a path. So if you check our website, there are different age levels there. And then all day long, there are races for adults as well, like spread throughout the day on the bike trails. So we have foot races for kids and then bike races. And it's also Take Your Kids Mountain Biking Day. So we're using this as a platform and an opportunity for parents to get out and get their kids on the trails.
Now, I understand you also have connections to some vendors that are bike resellers, or also you have connections to people who can help kids get bike helmets and encourage
right.
bike safety.
Bridges, which is a brain injury support group, will be on site that day to fit and outfit kids with bike helmets for free. And then Reser Bicycle Outfitters, which is over in Newport, Kentucky, are great friends of ours. And for the second year in a row, they're sponsoring a bike that we can raffle off to all kids who participate in any of the races that we have.
So it's an event that has a great mission, but it also is simply a fun event. And it sounds like something
right.
that you could bring kids of pretty much all ages to.
Right. Our goal is to be the most kid-friendly, family-friendly event in greater Cincinnati. So we just keep working towards that end.
And Rebecca, I understand there's going to be food trucks and all kinds of other fun things going on at the festival.
Sure. We've got some great local food trucks. Texas Joe, the Legal Mexican, will be there selling tacos, and Roll With It Cafe, Beale Street by Sheila, and the Colonel's Creamery will be there with the best ice cream around.
And there are other sponsors involved with this event?
Yeah, we're actually partnering this year for the first time with the City of Covington, which we're very excited about. This is showcasing Covington's best park, DeVue Park, biggest park for sure. And then Signature Hardware has come on board this year as our stage sponsor. So we're very happy to have them a part of our community.
And if this wasn't enough to make the event family-friendly and kid-friendly, you also have Circus Mojo involved.
Right. Circus Mojo have been longtime friends of ours. They've been around from the beginning. They're located in Ludlow, Kentucky. They're going to be doing a great stage show with demonstrations for kids and opportunities for them to participate afterwards.
And then what other missions or projects do you or the Children's Home have going on the rest of the year?
After DeVue Grass is over, we will switch full gear into preparing for our charity ball, which is, we've been told, one of the longest running fundraising events in the Northern Kentucky community. It's celebrating its 80th year, and it's coordinated by a volunteer arm of the home called the Junior Board. It's a black tie affair. We're having it this year at the Jack Casino because we outgrew our previous space. So now we're in a new space we can grow into, but we have silent and live auctions. It's the largest fundraiser we have specifically for our residential treatment program. So all the proceeds from it goes to that particular program.
And what is the date of that charity ball?
It's Saturday, November 12th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. And then after that, we're heading into our holiday season and looking for community partners to help us with, you know, not just Santa's helpers for gifts for the kids, but also we look for help as well with operational needs. So the more Tide Pods we can get donated and toilet paper and bedding and clothing, the more money we can put directly towards our treatment programs and our professional development of our staff. So we really look to the community to help with that as well.
Well, I've been speaking with Rebecca Gensler from DeVue Grass and Ann Sturgis, Development Director of the Children's Home of Northern Kentucky. The DeVue Grass Festival kicks off at noon on Saturday, October 1st at DeVue Park's Bandshell. For links to more information, please visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.
Time is winding up.